The idea of true diversity, it's a pipe dream.
Welcome to Just Clay with, you guessed it, Clay Daily.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Just Clay. And yeah, you guessed it, I am Just Clay. I actually thought about the idea of groups forming and groups that usually form without much forced interaction. They usually form with people who have a similar background. You know, we always talk about diversity and hoping to have equal representation within groups. Now, if you do decide to form a group on your own, you decide, of course, who you would want in it. So if you have an idea like wanting to form a writing club, You choose people who you think you could work well with and form this club to hopefully work with each other to create beautiful writing. Or writing that perhaps expands farther beyond what you could do on your own. And that's why you would perhaps get in a group. This is a podcast. So podcasting is something I do a great deal. Listening to podcasts, making podcasts. Photography is another thing I do. So I don't know if people who listen to Just Clay also listen to Through My Lens with Clay Daily. Yeah, that sound like I sound like an egomaniac. I sound like I'm really full of myself. But these podcasts I create to sort of have an outlet for things I'm thinking through. And Brooks Jensen, I've mentioned him before in my other podcast. I'm going to mention him here. But Brooks Jensen is one of these people who has inspired me to basically put down in words, because writing for me is not my strength, but put down in words things that I'm going through or thinking about. And so Brooks Jensen, I thank you. You probably will never listen to this, but I thank you. But yes, going back to podcasts, I was actually thinking about it. So Through My Lens, an episode I called Hiatus, I talked about this collective I was a part of, this photography collective. And I left the collective because there was a sort of not gelling between myself and it's actually just one member. But in essence, now I see it more as like me against perhaps the group, maybe. Because like I was the only quite quotation minority in the group. When the group first was formed, I was actually very happy to be a part of it because I saw these photographers as being open-minded enough to include a person of color. Is that what Americans call it now? I'm not sure. Within the group. Of course, it didn't last long. Maybe diversity really and truly is impossible. Maybe there is no such thing as diversity. Forcing it into schools, I think, was a good idea, of course, because I want my son to be exposed to as many different cultures as possible so that in his future he is as accepting as I am. I hope people perceive me to be accepting. I am accepting because from a young age I was exposed to all sorts of people. And of course, in my own family, I have all sorts of people. But in this collective, I remember always sort of stepping. You know, that's the thing about me is that maybe I try to defend others too aggressively. And so there were moments where I would try to step in and sort of defend others when maybe I should have just kept myself to myself. I was even told by one of the members in private that, oh, the person who I was having issues with, they were not going to step in. And I tell you right now, that felt like utter defenselessness. Is that a word? Defensive. That's what I felt. Defensive. And embarrassed, actually, because it actually was more like a dog pile. Eventually, one of the members actually who told me in private on a Skype conversation. I actually have the Skype conversations. It's basically recorded because that's what my Skype does. It records these things. Basically told me that I should stand up against this person and they would always call them out on their nonsense. And of course, I was called out on my nonsense when I spoke up. And so it felt very, very isolating, very isolating. So that was the collective, and that's, you know, why I left. And I know that there are more members that have joined the collective. And again, there is no diversity because a black person left the collective and no other black people were added to the collective. And actually also, a thing that sort of bothered me from the beginning is that there were no women invited. Another issue for a lot of these things are they're all boy clubs, which just baffles me. We're all humans. We can all add to the pot and make this pot such richer experience. A lot of these groups that are formed, I from my own experience can know that even if you would like women to be part of your podcast network, it's not easy, because especially if you're a married man and all the men in my podcast network, shall we call it a podcast network, we're all married. And so it's kind of creepy, I guess, to reach out to women and sort of try to engage them and make them a part of your network. It would be actually kind of cool if we had women listeners who liked what we're doing, became guests maybe, and then hopefully full-time hosts. And the network I'm talking about, it's pretty much a network now because, well, we do a bunch of shows. And that's Bubble Sort TV. You know, there are a bunch of men. We tried to have women on, but it's not easy, like I said. And there is diversity because, well, I'm a person who's black, and I am a part of this network, and it's not a forced thing. It is a relationship that is happening because we respect each other. Vic Hudson came up with the idea of spinning off Bubble Sort TV from a regular Bubble Sort show. He's been really doing some great work trying to make great podcasting, and also at the same time not just limiting it to us, hoping to expand beyond this. And if there are people of a different background than him, he is not opposed to having them be a part of it. The thing that I was looking into, the networks that I, well, there's some networks that I still listen to, like Twit shows, actually. The network, the Twit network, I still listen to some shows on there. But if you look at the host of the shows, there are no people of color, or black people, let's just say black people. They have women. I'm very happy about that. They have guests who are people of color, you know, guests that are black. That's great. But there are no permanent people who are black. If there are, let me know, because I don't remember seeing any. Another network I used to listen to, I don't listen to them as much. Every now and then I might listen to a show here or there. And that's the Relay FM, Relay.fm. They have, I think, like one black host that's permanent and a few guests that are black. The one thing about them, at least, they're very diverse in terms of sex. They're men and women, and that I am very happy about. But again, there's no representation, minimal representation when it comes to black people. 5x5, the same thing. I don't think there actually are any permanent hosts currently. There might have been in the past, but currently that are black. But there were some guests, and so at least they're not discriminating, but they're also not fully including. Now there are networks that are specifically black run, or they're full of black people hosting the shows. A lot of those shows are not as popular, in my view, as these networks that don't have a majority of black people. So not to say that we should implement some sort of integration for networks. What is it that makes this sort of networking of people exclude black people? Is there something that black people are lacking that these people feel that they don't want to have as part of their network? Because whenever they come on Twit, they're very engaging. Is it that, I mean, at one point I did remember Leo Laporte, and Leo Laporte, he can be a very welcoming person to people who come on as guests. At least from the outside, it looks like he's very welcoming. And at one point he had Marques Brownlee on as a host. A co-host, a guest. He had Marques Brownlee on as a guest, and he offered Marques Brownlee a job. Of course, Marques Brownlee is smart enough to say no thank you, because I mean, come on, do you know who Marcus Brownlee is? Seriously, he doesn't need a job from Leo Laporte, right? Just being funny here. But so I did see a moment where Leo Laporte did reach out to Marcus Brownlee, and Marcus Brownlee said no. But did he do that only because it was on air? Because he doesn't have any other black hosts on? Is it that black people just don't want to be a part of the Twit Network or 5x5 or Relay? I'm pretty sure if one of them offered me a position on their network to do one of my shows, I would actually be happy to do it. And my co-hosts on Cybercast, you know, Ty, Tosh, and Dick, I'm pretty sure all of us would be happy to do a show on one of these networks. We're not popular enough, of course, for people to notice us. But again, there are shows that are popular and are done by black people, and they do not get picked up by any of these networks, like Relay, like Twit, like 5x5. Now, perhaps there are other networks that I'm not aware of that do have, and I'm pretty sure there are networks that I'm not aware of that do have black people. But the ones that I know of, the ones that I do and did listen to, don't. I just really just wonder what it is about these networks. And again, what it was about the collective that made it hard to stay there. And it also made it a place that did not fight for someone who they invited in the first place. Is it that maybe my photography just sucked? And that is perhaps possible. Maybe I was just too difficult to get along with. Also possible. But then why are there not other black photographers being considered for the collective? Maybe they were. Maybe they are. Maybe they have a black person in there. Who knows? It's rather interesting though. Sad and interesting. You know, that'll be the name of my next book. My first book. What next book? So listeners, please, if there are networks that have black co-hosts or hosts on the networks, let me know about these networks. I would like to check these out. I'd like to know about it. Does even the Incomparable have black people on there? That's actually one of these networks that I would imagine would have sort of a diverse group of people, because they seem like the kind of people who are very accepting. And I'm not saying that Twit is not accepting. I'm not saying that Relay is not accepting. I'm not saying that 5x5 is not accepting. But it does show that they have a very sparse selection of black people, either as hosts or as guests. Now, guests, yes, there are more guests than hosts, because guess what? There are almost no hosts. There you go. So, listeners, you can reach me at CW Daily on Twitter, on Instagram, on my website, which is cwdaily.com. And, tweet at me. Let me know what you think. Alrighty? Ciao.
CW Daily, how are you? It's been a while. Good to hear from you. I found your topic very interesting and captivating, kept me listening for the duration. And the question you pose regarding why some networks do not include black people, I suppose it's the same reason why a lot of employers or corporations tend to lack in diversity. And also probably it's there's a lot of unconscious bias going on in society, in American society, as you know. And perhaps these people tend to gravitate towards those that look like them, think like them, and they may not even realize that they're not making the effort to diversify. But it is a sad indeed, and I think it's something that those that run networks should think about more and do something about.